KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school boys baseball action last night, it was Atlantic defeating St. Albert by a final of 11-1. That game stopped after five innings due to the 10-run rule. Austin Conrad homered to help the Trojans beat the top-ranked team in Class 1A. Also last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Creston over Shenandoah 14-11. Denison downing Lewis Central in eight innings 7-6. Glenwood beat Red Oak 14-4. Kemper Catholic defeating Harlan by a final of 7-3. In Rolling Hills conference play, it was Exira EHK over Walnut 9-5. Orient Maxburg edging Glidden Ralston 7-6. Also in boys baseball around the area, Coon Rapids Bayard 9-1 winners over Woodward Granger. Abe Lincoln swept two from Thomas Jefferson 13-5 and 5-2. The second game was an eight inning affair. East Union beat Lennox 9-8. Essex over East Mills 13-3. IKM Manning downing Arweva 7-4. Logan Magnolia 15-2 over Whiting. Mount Air beat Corning 5-3. Nishnabotna over Stanton 10-2. Ogden beat West Central Valley in eight innings 3-2. Ridgeview over West Harrison in five innings 11-0. Villisca beat Fremont Mills 10-8 last night. In girls softball action, it was Carroll topping Atlantic by a final of 10-0. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, Creston over Shenandoah 12-0. Denison 7-2 over Lewis Central. Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 12-0, while Glenwood was a 1-0 winner over Red Oak. In Western Iowa Conference girls softball tournament action last night, a first round play, it was Trainer over Riverside 8-0. Underwood beating Griswold 4-0. Tri-Center topping Audubon 3-2, and AHST beat Missouri Valley 8-7. They also played the semifinal games last night. It was Trainer beating Underwood 10-0 and Tri-Center advancing with a 10-5 win over AHST. In Rolling Hills Conference girls softball, Walnut edged Exira EHK 3-2, Orient Maxburg topping Glidden Ralston 6-2. Also in girls softball last night, Essex outscoring East Mills 20-13. Fremont Mills beat Villisca 11-1. Nishnabotna, 10-inning winner, 9-8 over Stanton. It was Panorama beating Guthrie Center 11-2. Ridgeview topping West Harrison 11-1. Villisca beat St. Albert 7-5. Woodward Granger over Coon Rapids Bayard 4-0. Logan Magnolia 10-0 over Whiting, while Charter Oak Ute defeats Woodbine by a final of 5-0. Well, Scott Sitz gave up five hits and struck out eight over a season-high 6 2/3 innings as Florida State eliminated UCLA from the College World Series with a 4-1 victory Tuesday night. Florida State plays Arizona on Thursday, needing to beat the Wildcats twice to reach the championship round. Number 2 national seed UCLA was knocked out a day after number 1 Florida was eliminated from the other bracket. Sitz had not made it through five innings in six of his previous seven outings. The junior held the Bruins to two singles through five innings and struck out the side in the sixth inning after UCLA had loaded the bases. UCLA starter Zach Weiss was pulled after getting just one out. Bases loaded walks in the opening inning produced the Seminoles' first two runs in that game last night. One more elimination game coming up now tonight at the College World Series as two-time defending champ South Carolina will try to bounce back from their first loss in recent memory as the Gamecocks face off against Kent State tonight. 7 o'clock is first pitch from TD Ameritrade Park. That's an elimination game. The loser heads home. Well, Florida State coach Mike Martin suspended infielder John Holland indefinitely on Tuesday after the freshman was arrested on the suspicion of shoplifting in an Omaha sporting goods store. The suspension was announced a few hours before the Seminoles faced UCLA in the College World Series. Holland was the Seminoles' designated hitter in their first two College World Series games. The infielder was hitting .243 for the season and appeared in 41 games, 16 as a starter. Martin said that Holland made a serious error in judgment. The coach said the university would have no further comment. Omaha police said security at the Shields store spotted the 19-year-old Holland and 23-year-old Steve Holland at about 4:20 p.m. Monday, changing the price tag on merchandise. The two attempted to purchase the items for the lower price. It was unknown if or how the Hollands were related. The men were booked for shoplifting and released after they posted bond. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Justin Verlander allowed one earned run over seven innings, leading the Detroit Tigers to a 6-3 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals Tuesday. Verlander retired 12 of the first 13 hitters he faced and worked out of a seventh-inning jam to help Detroit hold on. He struck out Alan Craig with the bases loaded with his final pitch. Verlander allowed five hits and walked four, striking out only three. Joaquin Benoit worked the eighth, and Phil Koch pitched a perfect ninth for his first save of the year. Lance Lynn allowed five runs and nine hits in five innings, striking out four and walking two as he falls to 10-3 on the season. Also in interleague play, Luke Hoshaver pitched into the eighth inning. Two relievers completed the shutout, and Billy Butler hit a solo homer to lead the Kansas City Royals to a 2-0 win over the Houston Astros on Tuesday. Hoshaver pitched no-hit ball into the fifth inning and allowed five hits and struck out six in a season-high 7 2/3 innings. Aaron Crow and closer Jonathan Broxton combined to allow no hits over the last 1 1/3 innings as Broxton earned his 17th save. Hoshaver, now 4-7, picked up his first win since May the 12th. Elsewhere in interleague play yesterday, it was Atlanta over the New York Yankees 4-3. Cleveland beat Cincinnati in 10 innings 3-2. Pittsburgh over Minnesota 7-2. Tampa Bay beat Washington 5-4. The New York Mets over Baltimore 5-0. Boston topping Miami 7-5. Chicago Cubs beat the Chicago White Sox 2-1. Toronto over Milwaukee 10-9. Seattle topping Minnesota in 10 innings by a final of 12-9. It was Oakland over the Dodgers 3-0. The Angels beat San Francisco 12-5 and Texas over San Diego 7-3. One National League game had Philadelphia beating Colorado 7-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha beat Memphis 3-2. Round Rock topped the Iowa Cubs 6-3. Omaha at home again this afternoon, a 1-0-5 start as they host Memphis, while Iowa is at Round Rock again this evening. Well, the Philadelphia Phillies' nightmare season continues. Not only are the Phils in last place in the National League East, their rookie infielder, Freddie Galvis, is suspended 50 games by Major League Baseball for using a banned substance. Also around the league, Tampa Bay reliever Joel Peralta was ejected in the eighth inning of Tuesday night's 5-4 win over the Washington Nationals for having an excessive amount of pine tar on his glove. Peralta used to play for the Nationals. Rays manager Joe Maddon was steamed over Nats manager Davey Johnson's protest, calling it insider trading and Bush. He also hinted that Peralta was not the only pitcher using foreign substances. The Pittsburgh Pirates are turning to a Hall of Famer to help the young club deal with the new pressures of a pennant race. Former second baseman Bill Mazeroski will join the Pirates on the bench during their three-game series with the Minnesota Twins this week. Mazeroski, who often advises second baseman Neil Walker during spring training, accepted an invitation from manager Clint Hurdle to do a little regular season work as well. Well, gimpy LeBron James and the Miami Heat are one win away from the second NBA championship in 6 years for that club. James had 26 points, 12 assists, and 9 rebounds before dealing with leg cramps late as the Heat rallied from 17 points down to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 104-98 to take a 3-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. James left the game briefly in the fourth quarter and then hit a tie-breaking three-pointer with 2:51 left that broke the Thunder's back. Dwayne Wade and Mario Chalmers each scored 25 points for the Heat, who could win the title in Miami on Thursday. Chalmers scored 19 in the second half. Winning coach Eric Spoelstra said this game again came down to 4 or 5 plays and called the series incredibly close. Russell Westbrook had a career playoff high 43 points, and Kevin Durant added 28 for the Thunder. They were the only Thunder players to score in the final 1646. A defiant Thunder coach Scott Brooks said afterward, "I can guarantee this, we have fight in us." If the Thunder win Thursday, the series moves back to Oklahoma City Sunday night for Game 6. Dwayne Wade may have had more than basketball on his mind when the Heat beat the Thunder last night. Wade has asked a Chicago judge to suspend his ex-wife's right to visitation with their two children after a weekend incident that led to her arrest. Court papers say that Siobhan Funchess Wade barricaded herself inside her home several hours Saturday and refused to allow Wade's sister inside to pick the boys up for their flight back to Miami. Mike Bray says this is his last stop. He's staying in Notre Dame for the rest of his career. The Irish were 22-12 last season, good for third place in the Big East. In his 12 seasons, Bray's teams have earned tournament bids 8 times. He's led the Irish to 6 straight 20-victory seasons. Bray is 5th overall in Big East victories with a 133-89 record as he signed a big contract yesterday. In NFL news, former Saints defensive end Anthony Hargrove says it's not his voice saying "give me the money" in a video used by the NFL as evidence in its investigation of the New Orleans bounty program. Hargrove spoke Tuesday outside NFL headquarters. Hargrove, Will Smith, Scott Fujita, and Jonathan Vilma each attended appeals hearings for their suspensions with Commissioner Roger Goodell at the league offices in Manhattan on Monday. The NFL showed reporters a clip from the 2010 NFC Championship game in which Hargrove purportedly made the money comment about injuring Brett Favre. Hargrove, who's now with Green Bay, was docked 8 games. Also around the NFL, Tim Tebow has won the 2011 Good Guy Award given by the Professional Football Writers of America. He's the 5th straight quarterback to win the award. The Tennessee Titans have agreed to terms on a multi-year deal with safety Michael Griffin. The Titans had tagged the five-year veteran as their franchise player back in March. Star receiver Percy Harvin is voicing frustrations with the Minnesota Vikings. At the team's first day of a mandatory minicamp, Harvin told reporters that he hasn't been real happy lately and that a lot of things need to be sorted out before training camp begins. Harvin has 2 years left on his rookie deal but would not say that his displeasure is related to his contract. A five-time champion Venus Williams and Kim Clijsters are not seeded for the Wimbledon tournament for the first time in more than a decade. The seedings were announced today for the Grand Slam tournament, which gets underway on Monday. Top-ranked Novak Djokovic heads the men's list, and Maria Sharapova tops the women's seedings for the first time. The women's list follows the WTA rankings, while the men's has some minor changes to reflect prowess on the grass. Williams, who played in 8 Wimbledon finals from 2000 to 2009, is unseeded for the first time since her debut in 1997. She's dropped to 55th in the rankings while dealing with an autoimmune disease that can cause fatigue and joint pain. Clijsters, who's ranked 53rd in the world, is unseeded for the first time since 2000. She's won 4 Grand Slam titles. And Secretariat may be the only thoroughbred in history to set a track record 39 years after he crossed the finish line. Secretariat's winning time in the 1973 Preakness has been changed to reflect that the Triple Crown winning colt's time was actually faster than the stakes record. The Maryland Racing Commission voted 7-0 in a special hearing to change the official time of that race from 1:54 2/5 to 1:53. That would give Secretariat records in each of his 3 Triple Crown races, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes, all records that still stand. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.